A true and exact history, a reading.
Mick Bancroft, Speaker 1, an expat.
Sonia Farmer, Speaker 2, an immigrant.
Jason Evans, Speaker 3, an undocumented island resident.
Yasmin Glinton, Speaker 4, an island citizen.
Jody Minnis, Speaker 5, an African slave.
Nicolette Bethel, Speaker 6, an historian.
Ian Bethel Bennett, Speaker 7, a colonial slave master.
Craig Smith, Speaker 8, an indigenous person of the Caribbean.
Patricia Glinton Nicholas, Speaker 9, the Adenic Island.
Matthew Ramming, Speaker 10, the colonized island.
Natalie Willis, Speaker 11, the free nation.
I found myself a stranger in my own country. Rather than abide here, I continued to shift this ground.
I have not felt rested in this landscape. Is there so narrow a room as I remember remaining in? Left so miserably burnt, I could hardly discern colors.
There is no land in a free heart mixed with cruelties.
I want the goodness of merciless enemies. No other love is possible.
Tyrants themselves follow this guide like a dear friend. Try fortune in another element. Riseth to the top of the sea and begin a voyage.
But to what coast? There are none to prey on in ports of equal darkness.
Make fire!
That light, in the instant it is made, hath the greater power to sharpen redeemed out of wary company.
Deliver upon them insufferable bodies scorching together. The cement of that made to hold a grave of language.
Such abuses we all were desirous for.
When we land at the distance of speech, we commit ourselves to have our throats cut.
This body will hold silent, a mist to express thick-lipped beauties.
I could not cast away the places I have named. They appeared as rare flowers that grow their necks as a badge of freedom, open to speak in mute language to strangers in so public a place.
I thought I had been sufficiently armed with perfection, my heart fixed fast in its long-kept habitation.
My love could starve in this posture.
Leaving desire behind, in the midst of smoke and fire, name a place so totally deserted. It lay, clouds doubtful of latitude.
When we miss the long reach of pleasure, the heavens move that horizon a further distance from our wished harbor.
When our eyes grow to perfection, secure shelter whilst they retribute their pains.
Wanton witness, we live in the distance of observation.
Overlooking liberties of the past.
Our deadly hunger we carried from place to place. Plague the living and prove contagious.
I only speak in plain language as I have been overgrown with beasts.
Being here, a prisoner, is the greatest art that I am exactly made for.
Working to keep alive is a crime.
But easily led by the voices of sickness that live here.
I suffer to remain.
Saint of a wild mad land. I had an exact plot of memory desired in an unwholesome thirst.
Our bodies, being exhausted with our own country seldom drink. When they do take your knife, eat deep into the steel.
No net can be compared to this want we grow.
Yet spring is not to be endured without soil. These roots have a small remainder of teeth.
Feed upon the soil of this place.
larded with the fat of the past, many bison pieces.
Whom they are sure, some have been bred with freedom.
And I found my power to be serviceable to them.
I dress several ways and prove wanton.
Come, open the heart and lay in a dish.
Crack our teeth at the table where land touch sea.
For the honor of the island.
I could hardly stand upright when the heat of the day came. I found the weakest rein within and left underground.
If I were to build myself in that place, I would have a story.
And you shall feel that hot country I grew weary of.
To give you an exact account, some gathered fire to wash themselves.
'Tis a lovely sight to see men and women peeling off the skin of night.
Blood followed when they came home, thin and unaccustomed to love, being knocked out against a cane.
There is no way to stop the going on of this flame.
With naked feet I came away, burnt his house down to the ground.
This cruel revenge spread.
Cut all the throats of courage. Love has been a daring act.
Our gunshots are fetched from several languages, and by that means, stark, naked, and most beautiful.
Every one of them beasts, compelled to do as others do on their backs.
Called home by the rope of pleasure in this hand.
Part them upon a hatchet of sharp desire, learnt by heart. The body could go without a head, and may hold good.
At a distance, they remember their own country, and want the skill to hunt, letters, and numbers.
They march with a pace meant to conquer their voices, and therefore heard nothing of cruelties.
Secretly resolved to burn all others, doubtful in this desire to know such languages as they had.
Any that live under the sun have to set no great value upon their lives.
All these great casualties stand still in the mouth of the furnace.
That red hot devil have given them a horn to supply these losses from the river of heads.
Let us consider how to stop those mouths.
Order whosoever named the word, or all those that heard him, shot.
Good-natured wild beasts never set foot upon this ground, and if so, they never lived.
I shall begin with the first name few know to carry.
Every man knows his own great want when they trespass upon a tune, not for the sweetness, but strangeness of it.
I cannot speak their forms, neither singing nor crying. All is hushed, forgotten amongst every part of the garden.
I come now to lose myself in a name.
To be so firmly rooted in the earth, you may remove those other places that can be imagined.
I have named the roots I have set down already.
And in a year's time, you will have the faculty of speech.
To taste suddenly that body cast away.
I have been told what shapes they bear out of your mouth.
Touch them, till we cannot perceive any island that bears an English name, any shape or color, neither skin nor stone.
A most graceful diminution.
Thin as leaves of parchment being opened by the sun, long before they were to suffer.
The form is possible to discern, growing by degrees, an infinity of small roots.
If this earth were enough, it might be allowed to support the weight of the firstborn, and not only the axes that fell them.
Never give over the word. Hold it to the body, full of seeds, and plant new ones within.
A well-shaped heart continues opening, till it pulls like a large fishhook, a grove of fruit not to be eaten.
I speak as a crucifix,
professing the names of his own cross.
Come to perfection then upon the edges of teeth, fall over one another, touching the ground.
Fetch all the skin off your mouth before the tongue have made an echo, full of an appetite beyond measure.
A taste of the island brought thither a stranger who had the skill to know the sweetness about to have.
What manner of place is to be chosen upon the brow of fire? If this husbandry burn the whole field, secure the fire.
Spirits should be brought having nothing.
Ready to be cast by one touch of this sweet negotiation.
Draw out your hand.
Behold the form of a heart brought thither from other parts.
These seeds never bear. Robbed of all earthly substance, there remains nothing but that beat with a small store of artillery.
Foreign forces lay their powder in, and I came away, divided into 11.
A standing execution.
Every tree at the distance of stones cast.
Falling.
No man knows this island as much as we can.
All aches and bruises.
Take away this great beauty I love so violently.
And you shall feel that great love break necks.
Run away.
I told you.
No horizon can be seen.
The beauty of the heavens are as far as Europe.
We mortals that love thrive between them.
Not allowed in.
You shall know by their shadows, O saints of Middle-earth.
Every day, more and more, the pulse remains to account for our bargain. Your debts will grow right and impassable. Freedom is not a custom of the island.
Any man that saw me have slept within me. Such organs make amends, finding a home in the harbor of my body, being nothing but a strange country.
Forever and ever.
Forever.
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 Forever and ever.